Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stuart Hoffman is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Stuart Hoffman is someone I've been following for a long time. This is his first trip on the show, but I've been admiring his work at PNC Bank and PNC Financial Services Group for a long time. He's Senior Vice President, Chief Economist there. He's one of the most well-respected economists in the country, probably in the galaxy. And his research that he does on small business at least a couple of times a year is very important. And he's here with one of those reports right now. Stuart Hoffman, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Very, very glad to be here from my first trip, and hope to do a good job, and you'll invite me back.
Oh, listen, once we find you and you do a good job, Stuart, around here, we're like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
So
talk to us about, in general, give us an overview of what your most recent report showed about the economy out here on Main Street.
Yeah, let me just tell you a little about our report. We've been doing this about 14 years now. We do it twice a year. We do a survey of your kind of listeners, what we call the grassroots of the American economy, the really small businesses. I call them blades of grass, but you don't have a nice economic landscape, so to speak, if you don't have healthy individual small businesses.
That's right.
So we try to reach out to them because, you know, you get a lot of data on all the big companies, and since we started this, there have been a few other surveys that have come along trying to get to the heart of Main Street, but, you know, we've been doing it a good while now. So here's our latest survey. We call it the Spring Survey. So the survey was done a couple of months ago. But small businesses, we're feeling a little better about the economy. We ask them a number of different questions, how they feel. I think the most important ones are how they feel about their own business, how they feel about their sales, mm-hmm. What are their problems, what are their hiring and investment decisions. The hiring has been pretty steady. About one out of five small businesses say they're going to hire in the coming 6 to 12 months. That's the way we phrase the question. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do over the next 6 to 12 months? So it's forward-looking. It's expectational. It's not what did you do. It's what do you plan on doing. And we know sometimes plans don't always go according to plan. So when we've been asking these small businesses for the last several years, about one out of five intends to hire. Now, back in the, you know, the good old, quote, good old days of 06 or 07, that was one out of three. And in the really terrible days of 08, 09, 2010, that was about one out of ten. So we're kind of in the middle, and that's been fairly steady there. Half the businesses say they haven't done any hiring in the last couple of years. So, you know, it's still cautious,
Doesn't one out of five, isn't that tantamount to a moribund recovery?
I wouldn't say moribund. We don't have any
one out of five does not make an expansion.
Well, I think one out of five does make an expansion because in that there are many more who are, that's a net figure. There are more who are going to hire than lay off. When we ask them how many people they're going to hire, we've started asking, okay, you know, you say you're going to hire. Is that going to be one person? Is that going to be three, five, or more? We're finding three to five is kind of the number they're anticipating doing. I'll agree with you that a really good number would probably be one out of four, 25% to one out of three, which is the best our survey ever got. But, you know, when it was one out of ten, that was a pretty moribund economy overall, and I think doubling is important.
Let me ask you another question about this report. Did you ask them if any of them were having trouble finding qualified people? Was that part of your... Because, see, to me, that's part of your answer, isn't it? And that takes a little bit of pressure off the economy, because if I think I'm having trouble finding someone, then I'm going to look for technology. If I can't find qualified people, I'm going to either quit looking or and deal with it internally, or I'm going to try to look for technology, and that might not reflect the economy then, right, other than the workforce.
And you're absolutely right, Jim. That's a great question, because we've been asking them, and a growing number of people say it is difficult for them. It's not a majority, but a growing number say, yes, it's hard for me to find a qualified employee for that job. And, I mean, that could be a lower skill level or, as you said, a more technical skill level. And, yes, so there's a supply issue in terms of available labor. We see that at the national level. The numbers that come out at the national level, this isn't just small companies. The number of job openings out there is over 4 million.
Right.
In the latest data.
Yeah, 4 million. Those are opening.
But can't be filled.
Waiting for qualified people. That's an amazing number. Hold on to that thought, Stuart. Stuart Hoffman, ladies and gentlemen, with PNC Bank, PNC Financial Services Group. He and I will be right back. More to come on his report, his semi-annual report on Main Street Economy 2020. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.